Well, Ian, that's a game that Borough won't want to keep in the memory very long.
No, it's frustrating today. You know, it was a frustrating start to the Easter weekend. We'd earmarked sort of coming here and getting a result to kick us on for the next couple of games, but they were good value today, and we just couldn't deal with what they put to us.
They certainly, St Albans needed the points. It's a little bit difficult for a side like yourselves, perhaps being in middle of the table.
It can be. However, we felt, as I said, the sort of ne the next three games coming up, especially with Easter being in quick succession, it's football's a funny old game. And we thought, you know, if you get a couple of results, you can find yourself in a decent position, you know. And we knew exactly what we were going to get out of them today, and we just didn't deal with it.
You got a great start, obviously.
Fantastic, you know. Almost, well, you can never have a too good a start, but it sort of put us on the front foot, and we didn't really kick on from there. We allowed them to put their game on us, which was frustrating, as I said, because the coaching staff and the manager told us exactly what we'd be getting, and they were spot on.
In particular, those long throws.
Yeah, very, very, very effective. They've got 4 6-footers, 6 foot plus players, and you know, when you can throw the ball under the crossbar, very effective.
You've got Havant and Waterlooville at home on Monday. You've got a chance to put it right.
We do, yeah. That's the great thing about football, especially this time of year. The games come thick and fast, so when you let yourselves down on a Saturday, you know, we can put things right on a Monday. But again, they'll be fighting for their lives, so we've got to come with the right attitude and try and get a result.